This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Humility and wisdom. They are the character traits that have occupied the minds of philosophers for thousands of years. Now, William Tully has written a book on why those traits are important to finding the solutions to our current day problems. Bill has a unique perspective as a judge of the Court of Common Pleas in Dauphin County, and his experience led him to write The Decline of Humility and the Death of Wisdom. Judge, welcome.
Bill, before we get into the specific items that are included in the book, tell us what made you want to sit down and write a book on the decline of humility and the death of wisdom?
Well, that was probably a culmination of a decent amount of time pondering what the heck is going on with society, obviously observing just the level of acrimony and rudeness. I came up with the theory that the virtue of humility had all but vanished in popular culture. And when I expanded that and I did some research, and I'm a historian by education, mm-hmm. Saw the correlation between humility and wisdom, and then did a lot of research as to the ancient writings and many of the great philosophers across the globe all came to that same conclusion that humility indeed is a prime virtue and that wisdom is the fruit of a humble life well lived. And that was the genesis. And then during the pandemic lockdown, it was time for me to actually put pen to paper and finish the product.
Talk a little bit more about humility. It doesn't appear to be a virtue that's really predominant in our society these days. It seems like everybody from politicians to media to Facebook celebrities like to promote themselves. Have we lost our sense of humility in this country?
It's not just this country. I think it's the Western civilization has moved away from humility. The Eastern spiritualists still all maintain that important virtue. I think it started with the Western philosophers, starting with Hume and Kant, that basically saw humility as not a virtue but a vice, basically synonymous with weakness. Mm-hmm. And that basically carried on through Nietzsche and ultimately Karl Marx, where essentially humility was something to be looked down upon. And it's been replaced culturally with arrogance, where it's fine to inflict your will on someone else. And there's no longer a belief that all human life is virtuous, that they basically said that a will of one person or superior people on others, those are the sort of things that really were most troubling with where Western philosophy went. Yet all your world religion traditions as well as your spiritualists in the East have all maintained that humility still is a prime virtue. And I guess we could just look at the results of it. The fruits of the development have not been good. Humility allows you to learn. By acknowledging that you don't know something gives you the motivation to learn something. And frankly, we should forever be in that mode of looking to learn. As soon as you believe you know it all, you're in for a tumble. And as soon as you think that you're humble, you've probably lost your humility. It's a goal that you forever seek. It's a discipline. It's a state of mind more than anything else.
We have at our fingertips now the ability to get more facts, to get more information than at any time in human history. So with that, why is it that it seems like even though we have the ability to get facts and information, wisdom seems to be a rare commodity?
Well, wisdom is actually that culmination of all that knowledge that one is able to access or accumulate, combining it with experience, which gives you the perspective. All right. That's really what's missing in society today. A lot of people lose the perspective. They're too busy staring at a tree and they don't see the forest around it. Wisdom is that ability to see where things fit in the larger picture. And one of the real neat correlations is that although humility is essential for wisdom, wisdom actually reaffirms the humility. It's through wisdom you learn how much you don't really know and that the need to learn continues until you die. And that's not what you hear in the public culture. It's everyone seems to know everything, and simply accessing knowledge doesn't necessarily give you wisdom.
We also have our society moving, whether folks realize it or not or understand it or not, more in a socialistic and Marxist direction. And you did mention Karl Marx in your previous answer. To what degree do you see this lack of humility, lack of wisdom sort of feeding into Western society going more in a Marxist direction?
I think when you start to lose sight of the value of the individual human being, where you can group people and discard some and raise others, that's the arrogance of Marx's theories. Essentially, you were able to exterminate an entire class in order to advance the revolution. That school of thought is frightening, and it wasn't just in with Marx and Lenin in the Soviet Union. It was the socialist movement in Germany that was the Nationalist Socialist Party, again, thinking that some people are expendable and can be exterminated. That is a school of thought that is foreign to anyone that really views life in a proper perspective. And then you can also see it with Mao in China. The biggest problem, I guess, historically is just the number of millions of people that have suffered at the hand of the arrogance that comes with that kind of thinking that I know what's right and you either will accept my will or you can be canceled or exterminated or whatever the case may be.
We are talking with William Tully. Bill is the author of The Decline of Humility and the Death of Wisdom. A new book out. And Bill, when you talk about how you have these mass exterminations that have occurred throughout history, you just listed a number of them. We also seem to be in a period of time where violence is growing. Talk a little bit about how the decline of humility and the lack of wisdom is leading to more violence in our society. And in your day job as a judge, I'm sure you see this on a daily basis.
Well, one of the chapters in the book is actually addressing the issue of violence. And in many cases, for someone to commit a violent act on someone else, it is an arrogance. I mean, it's a disregard of the value of someone else's life and the fact that you have what you think to be a right or justification to commit violence on others is obviously a systemic problem right now. I mean, I see it from the bench in criminal court. Oftentimes, it's a certain arrogance and a complete lack of appreciation for the value of human life. I can't tell you how many cases that just left me floored just with the level of violence and the lack of remorse and simply a disregard for that value. And then one case in particular was two defendants in a homicide, and it was a senseless killing. I think the victim was struck with 11 bullets. But I got to see three families destroyed, the victim's family obviously destroyed by the crime, and then two other families watching very young adults, 18 and 19, getting life imprisonment sentences, essentially three lost lives for an act that, although it was solved, no one really had the why. In other words, there was never an explanation as to what would have justified cold-blooded, killing in the street. That's the sort of thing that just kind of floors you.
Mm. You mentioned that you ended up writing this book during the COVID pandemic and the lockdown, gave you the time to do it. One of your chapters does talk about drug addiction, and that's something, Bill, that really hasn't gotten the coverage I think it deserves. What has happened to the numbers of folks who are dying or suffering serious consequences because of drug addiction. Talk a bit about that.
Well, I think one of the most impactful occasions that I was able to experience was being invited to a regional meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous as what they call an official observer. In other words, someone in the system or the recovery system that comes in to observe what they have to offer. It was kind of amazing to me because I was expecting to encounter a bunch of old grumpy people miserably getting by without using alcohol. And I encountered a very diverse group of very spiritually energized individuals that actually drew energy from their recovery and then reinvested that energy in helping others. And then learning about the 12 steps, it kind of connected that humility was at the base of recovery. Watching in court, especially treatment court, I do veterans court, which is a treatment court for people with a lot of times psychological, chemical dependent, or post-traumatic stress disorder issues, oftentimes a combination of all of them. Watching the value of humility and keeping them focused on their recovery versus the arrogance that lets them convince themselves that, oh, I got this figured out. I can control this, and they relapse out of arrogance. If they would have stuck with the humility, they would have stayed and realized they have to work those 12 steps almost eternally.
Almost eternally. Well, there's so much more we could talk about on this, but I will remind folks the title of the book is The Decline of Humility and the Death of Wisdom. Bill Tully, William Tully, is the author. And Bill, where can folks get a copy of this? Hopefully we've just given them a small snapshot of what the book has. But if folks would like to learn more, would like to read the book, where can they get it?
Well, it's readily available on Amazon.com. All you have to do is enter Decline of Humility. It'll pop up, both soft copy, hard copy, and electronic. And we're in the process of coming up with an audio book as well. Mm. It's also available through the websites at Borders and Barnes & Noble. I don't believe they've stocked books. I think until the pandemic eases and they're able to do traditional book signings and things like that, it's harder to get them into the actual bookstores.
The Decline of Humility and the Death of Wisdom. We have been talking with its author, William Tully. Bill, thank you for being here.
Loman, absolute pleasure.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.